would work.
You work 24/7.
I know. I'll make it up to you someday.
It's not about making it up to me. It's about you having a life. You deserve one. Someday could be today.
Okay, I'll try.
You could try, or you could do. Up to you, babe.
Grandfather Clock by Lisa Halpern.
Oh, you're right. It's not like there's ever any end to the work. It's not like once I finish this project, there will be a breather.
That's what I'm saying. Here.
Can't believe this costume still fits.
You look dangerous sexy, Count Dracula. Oh. I got all your faves.
Snickers and baby Ruths?
But of course. Yeah. Zip me up.
My second favorite job. Unzipping being number one.
You are very cute. I'm ready. You?
Almost.
Hurry up, they're gonna be here any minute.
I can't get my wig to stay on.
Well, that's what bobby pins were invented for. Hold still. Better?
Totally. Bobby pins. Such weird little doodads. But they work. You think they were invented by someone named Bobby?
No. In fact, the bobby pin was invented by Louis Marcus.
That you know this delights me. Is there more, O knower of wee treasures of info?
But of course. The dude was a makeup manufacturer after World War I. His little hairpins became super popular just as the bob hairstyle got trendy. He thought about naming it after himself, but decided to name it Bobby, hoping to capitalize on the trendy hairdo.
You never cease to amaze me. And capitalism is weird.
Tell me something I don't know. What was that?
I don't know. It sounded like a clock.
Coming! Candy, bowl!
How do I look?
Awesome. Do it.
Trick-or-treat!
Good evening! Welcome to the House of Transylvania! We are so happy to eat you! I mean, meet you.
Mommy!
I'm right here, baby.
You guys all look so great. Wow. You can take two each.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Say happy Halloween, sweetie.
Happy Halloween.
You too, cutie. Oh, my God. The little one in the Wonder Woman outfit? Be still my heart.
I had a crush on the little Spock.
Of course you did, my adorable little Trekkie. Okay. Okay, now seriously.
Wait, what the hell?
It sounds like a grandfather clock.
I know, right? And I mean, it's not even midnight.
Gordy, we don't have a grandfather clock.
Oh, right. What kind of clock do we have?
No kind of clock. We have iPhones.
But that was definitely...
Yep.
In our house.
Uh-huh.
If this is a Halloween trick...
It's not. You know I hate Halloween tricks. And April Fool's tricks. And we voted for this president but got that one instead tricks. You know, basically hate tricks. So unless this is you...
Not me. I don't like him either. And there's something super creepy about that chime. Grandfathers are all sweet and cute and funny. They shuffle their feet and fix the washing machines.
That's your grandfather. Not every grandfather.
Okay, fine. But still, they could have picked a sweeter, more jovial sound, don't you think?
Actually, it kind of sounds like the grandfather clock my grandfather had.
That's even weirder. I mean, really, why'd they even have to go and call it a grandfather clock?
Well, if you must know. Grandfather clocks are called that for the same reason MC Hammer Pants are called MC Hammer Pants. It's all about pop music.
No way.
Way. Oh my God. Oh. Our kids. It's just kids. Coming.
Trick or treat.
I will tell your fortunes, my little darlings. I see many chocolate delights in your future. To each.
Daddy.
You got this, darling.
I don't like chocolate.
We have something for everyone. You like Starbursts, my little darling?
Yes!
Have fun! The crystal ball says, be kind to all people, animals, and the planet, and you will grow up to be good person and have good life.
Okay.
What do you say, you little bastards?
Thank you!
You're so welcome, little cuties.
Okay, spill it.
What?
You said Grandfather Clock had something to do with pop music. What's the deal with that?
Oh, well, in 1875, an American songwriter named Henry Work checked into a hotel in England. There was a large pendulum clock in the lobby that belonged to the hotel's previous owners, who both died. They say the clock stopped dead to the minute on the day the last surviving owner died.
Creepy times 1,000.
For real? But Mr. Work thought it was a great story, and he wrote a song about it called My Grandfather's Clock. The lyrics, they were about a clock that was taller than the old man himself and that stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. He sold over 1 million copies in sheet music, and from then on, that style of clock was known as a grandfather clock.
I find that really disturbing.
Okay, calm. Must stay calm.
It's just a clock.
An angry ghost clock.
All clocks are ghost clocks, if you think about it.
What do you mean?
I mean, they've gone the way of the dodo. Think of all those jobs that are going or have gone obsolete. Cobblers, clockmakers?
You know, my Grandpa Jack's brother Ralph had a clock shop.
Really?
Yeah. Grandma Pearl was married to Ralph, and they started the shop in New York in the 40s. And then Ralph died.
How long after that did Grandpa Jack marry her?
I think it was 6 months later. His wife Clara had died that same year.
Kind of scandalous.
No. It was beautiful. It made perfect sense. The four of them were best friends and had spent their lives together. It was so lucky that Grandpa Jack and Pearl had each other. They could grieve together because they both loved Ralph and Clara. And then they really fell in love with each other. They were married for 25 years themselves.
Amazing. Time is weird.
Time is a construct.
Time to give out candy.
What have we here? Some delicious children? My favorite!
You're doing great, Jojo!
Enjoy the candy, little dumpling!
Stay warm!
Okay, so, I know this might sound weird, but do you think it's possible that the clock is trying to tell us something?
Oh, okay. You're totally onto something. That was only one chime. So what could it be trying to tell us?
That ghosts are real?
Nope. Okay, maybe it's got something to do with time itself.
Have I mentioned how much I love you?
Okay, time. What about it? We already know time is weird, that's not news, and time flies, but not until you're old enough to notice that.
You know, Grandpa Jack came to visit every year. He was really awesome. And at some point during every visit, he'd say this one thing to me. Just like the time flies thing, it took me a long time to get it.
What did he say?
He'd say, "My love, remember one thing. There's no time like the present."
Your grandfather was a wise man. Hey, thanks for getting my head out of my ass and bringing me into the present. I like it here with you.
Hey, you hear that?
What?
Exactly. Good night, Grandpa. Love you.
Once upon a time, there was a lovely family inside and out, sturdy as a luxury liner. At the helm, steering their proud ship was Daddy. Daddy, a man like a wedge of cheese, a man of jowl and principle.
Daddy, by Colleen Conway Blanchard.